Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
I'll have a waiter for you in a minute.
Hey, the meat's on fire! How stupid can you get? How stupid do you want me to be?
Coming to you live from Internet Studio TGIF, this is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. This is the show where everybody throws gifts at me. It's my birthday.
You heard that, Teresa? You gotta throw it at him.
Happy birthday. Gifts or gifts?
I don't know. If I accidentally pluralized that, that was Freudian.
Or you're gonna give a gift as a gift.
Ooh. Yes.
I accept gifts as gifts. I'm sorry if this is really confusing for
everybody out there. What about dank memes?
Yeah.
Depends on how dank.
I already gave you a present last night.
Hey.
It was a book. Okay.
Can I exchange the dank memes for Bitcoin? Because that's the only way.
For Bitcoin?
Bitcoin, yeah.
I heard that too.
Yeah, I heard Bitcoin. I was like, is this
a new
thing?
He's been drinking since 5 o'clock. Lay off him.
That's true.
High
five.
Yeah, that's how you should celebrate your birthday.
I respect that.
Is this AM or PM?
Who knows?
Kirstie took me to the casino when I lost $7 total. Which
wow,
is
you
not,
mad man.
Yeah, it's not so bad.
You. You're an animal.
Slow down.
I'm fucking losing it, man. Let's just keep drinking and see where this goes.
I lost a lot more than that.
Yeah.
You blew a lot of money there before?
Like $100 at a time. On... You know, just kind of ball out with it.
Oh, God.
And then you just kind of lose every time.
But then you try and milk it for the free drinks.
Yeah, that's basically all I did.
And they make the drinks nice and strong.
Well, when do they give you free... Like, how much money do you have to spend in order to get the free
drinks? Minimum table, $15.
Like, depends.
Like, oh,
yeah,
putting the money in.
There were some times we spent no money because we sat at a slot machine just bullshitted in front of a penny slot machine. We saw the waitress coming by... I flagged her over and we stick a dollar into the machine and she takes her drink orders and we just sit there bullshit with a dollar in the machine. She comes back with the drinks. We're like, oh,
stands
okay.
Stands there for a second, like waiting for a tip. And we're like, thank you.
Oh, bye. And then she walks off and we sip our drink, hit cash out and go get our dollar back.
Good for you for counteracting tipping culture anyway, because it shouldn't be happening. It's mistreating our workforce.
Calm down, Steve Buscemi.
Is that? Oh, yeah. I don't have the shitty mustache though. Wait until just if I get the shitty mustache, just let me know. I'll call myself Mr. Pink and get myself shot,
I think tipping is dumb because, like, I've worked at McDonald's and in a nursing home, and I've gone above and beyond, and nobody tipped me a dollar.
Well, yeah, I don't think you're allowed to get tipped
exactly.
If you work in a nursing home.
Yeah.
Which is kind of lame.
Otherwise, you could get
Although
mad
some
money.
Old guy tried to tip me, but it wasn't the kind of tip that you would want, so.
Try to grab your butt?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
That's not a tip.
Well, let him process in some
it.
Cultures,
I'm not
it
sure
is.
He wants to, but I don't want to explain it either because I don't want to linger on it either.
I think it's
it
getting
either.
Blocked.
I know what it is. It's probably a penis.
I got Renee a Star Trek cookbook.
Fuck yeah!
There you go.
A Star Trek cookbook.
What is the optimal way to season a tribble?
Shit! I think the optimal way
really
is
that's
with
the
a
optimal way
with a phaser in space, throw it out of the airlock.
So it's
fuck those things.
And then I also got him a Summit Ice shirt.
No, does anybody here know what Summit Ice is?
No, but I'm sure you'll explain.
Jeez, okay, it's
give
a made
it
up, it's a company made up by someone named Nathan Fielder. It's a company
that fucking guy.
It's a it's a company that isn't really real. All proceeds donated to the Summit Ice company in quote marks to purchase merch. All proceeds go towards the Vancouver, BC Holocaust Memorial Museum.
Okay, okay, that's not cool. Real, also.
Huh? No, that's real.
The museum or the Holocaust?
No, it's real.
Oh my God, no.
That's a good question. Let's talk about where did all those Jews go, guys?
Oh my God.
Did they really? Did they ever exist?
They were just. They were.
Flex like David Icke.
Well, I mean, we just gotta look at the literature. They just were sent back to their homes.
Easily.
Okay.
No,
let's
I'm joking.
Stop
I'm just.
It.
That's, no, that's horrible. And obviously, I don't
that's
mean
awful.
That.
No, it's pretty great. I'm extremely happy that I got that gift. Thank you so much for supporting Nathan's stream.
And speaking of other gifts.
Oh, shit, it's happening.
Yes.
It's in a brown paper bag.
Oh, shit, the best presents.
It's either anthrax or drugs.
Or a head.
Or both.
Or a head.
I don't know. It could be any of these things.
And today's the daily reminder that Jared is a piece of
shit. Oh, holy shit.
What the fuck?
It's an alien head. Is it fucking, what is this?
It's
vodka.
Alien blood.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's fucking
and it has
legit.
Alien sunglasses too.
Yeah, put these on
right now.
So
right
if you
now.
Put them on, tell us when you put them on, is everybody turn into aliens? No.
Let's see. I can see all the worms like... embedded in your spinal column.
It's TJIF radio green too.
That is.
Hey.
God damn, that's fucking. It matches the logo pretty good.
It
Look
does
at
actually.
That. That is sweet. And you know what? I've actually been without sunglasses for the past week.
See, there
nice.
You go.
That's, wow, that's really strange.
Renee, where'd you get those sunglasses?
No biggie.
Outer space.
Just from my Fucker. Best friends.
I smoked a blunt with E.T. It was great. Seriously, I have been being without sunglasses for a week is the worst fucking thing. I'm putting them on.
Oh my god, you look so cute.
Thank you. They were $70 and they fell into the Twilight Zone, I think because they knew how valuable they were.
Why
just
do
won
you
an award, the SIP award.
Why do you spend that much on sunglasses?
Because they were nice.
Okay. They're $10 at Walmart.
Yeah, I would say I think the most I've ever spent on sunglasses, like I think these ones were, I think, $19 on Amazon.
I am in the process of getting new sunglasses with the website on the arm.
There you go.
That hooks over your ear. So, hey, more free publicity.
Some, like, custom Oakleys or something like that.
Guys, do you know how hard this is to read with sunglasses on?
No.
It's very hard. Just so you all know. I think
looks
I'll...
Like it's, do you want me looks to... like it's basically unreadable at this point.
Yeah, pretty much.
There is nothing else you can do to possibly
or
read
or it's written
that.
In some alien language that you can't see with those glasses on.
What questions do you have about the universe, children? Do you
what,
wish
what are
to know...
What are you trying to read from it?
I don't know.
Surgeon General's warning, probably.
Tag.
5 times distilled from corn and filtered through meteorites more than 4
what?
Billion years old to create vodka that's out of this world.
Holy fuck. meteors?
I don't believe that for a fucking second.
Hang on.
So
best enjoyed by earthlings when released from a cryogenic freezer.
It's,
that's awesome.
It's a corn space corn... It's the black oil from X-Files turned into vodka.
Shit!
And it won the 2016 SIP Awards. Best
Burn it.
Tasting vodka.
Sip, don't chug?
Well, it says...
I mean, you do you, but...
Perfect in cocktails or sipping straight up.
If it's vodka, I chug it, but it has to be in at least a one-to-one mixture of orange juice.
Do you need to open it?
No, I am okay, thank you.
Okay.
Well, here's the empty glass for me, all the same.
No. We'll just, it may be dangerous jumping from Buffalo Trace to alien vodka.
I just want to know
actually
if the bottle
do it or you're
is
a pussy.
Green or if the vodka is slightly green.
There's actually an episode of Voyager that kind of hinges on that subject.
Okay.
Gersey knows one. There's an episode of Voyager that kind of hinges on that subject, switching from Buffalo Trace to vodka from aliens. Remember when Chakotay figures out that, oh, the door opened, it's fucking aliens.
Get the aliens out of here.
They want
we
the skull
have
back.
You have your fucking master.
Be gone. Fucking bitch-ass aliens. Jesus.
Welcome to Earth.
Now get the fuck out.
You know,
out.
Actually, it's unfortunate. We have touted that on the show before. After some careful analysis, I have to determine that
that's
Will
so
Smith
cool.
does not say Earth. There is no F.
I disagree.
It's very close.
Earth.
Earth.
Is it a PH instead of an F?
Earth. Oh, you know what? It could be that. Okay, so
oh
the myth
God.
Isn't gone yet.
But then
same,
a PH it makes an F sound,
same.
Too.
Oh, it is so
Earp.
Bright in here.
So
once
where'd you
it
guys get
up.
This?
Outer space.
Yes!
Like Umatilla.
Right. When do
storm.
I get to go?
Cool.
I don't know.
How much
wait
money
your turn.
Did you have to get Elon?
What?
Oh, no.
Elon Musk.
Did he shoot you up there in a car?
No.
Oh, okay.
If we not, why not?
I can't say because of space tariffs.
Gotcha,
sure.
Gotcha.
Have you heard the theory that there's Martians that are living on Mars, but they have to live underground?
Oh, yeah.
They're, yeah. I just
that's where the water
this.
Is.
I was like, what the fuck?
Because it's
they
too cold outside?
Dioxide?
Yeah, why?
Because that's where the water is.
What the hell?
Well, they did just tell us that there's a lake up there, so good for us,
yeah.
I guess.
Or
lake.
Under the ice caps is another one that I've heard, too.
Yeah.
I believe it.
The aliens are in the ice caps?
Under.
You just gotta go search.
Oh.
It's like the hidden Nazi base underneath Antarctica.
Oh my god, we were just talking about that, but it wasn't Nazis, it was...
No, it was Nazis.
It's always
oh,
Nazis.
Oh, that's right, I thought...
It's
what
always
were
Nazis.
We
wait,
talking about?
Was it Nazis or Nazis?
No, we were talking about that creepy fucking family.
Nasty. Depends on if you have a fedora and you're gonna punch creepy. Him in the face.
Oh, the Rothschilds.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, there is also a theory coupled with that, that the Rothschilds have their own island off of the
a
coast of Antarctica.
They do.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise
they
me.
Have their
that's
own
probably
everything.
Why there's a hole in the ozone layer.
It's the Rothschild's
fault? No, that's
fault?
Where the space vodka comes in through.
Oh. That's the distilling.
It's
how else
like the dumbwaiter of space.
Yeah.
How else do you think
no, you're a dumbwaiter. Hey!
No,
that was pretty sick.
Sick bird.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Rothschild
you
family.
You just got a serious case of ligma.
Oh, I know this one.
I don't.
Lick my fucking balls.
Yes, lick my fucking balls. Yeah.
Current year, still dabbing.
Yeah. You know, I have a I don't think we're ever going to stop dabbing.
Nah.
It's been released. He can't bottle that shit back up.
No. Nope.
It's done.
Even Mickey Mouse dabbed.
Did he? When?
Yeah, and Disney tweeted it.
Oh, shit.
That's how you know it's dead. Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Moving on.
No, that was forever ago.
That's how you know Disney's going to kill Star Wars, I guess? If they introduced dabbing
to
it?
No, it was really funny because they didn't really know what it meant.
They just fucking
they're like, okay, everyone else is doing it.
I see
it.
This
Mickey's,
is what the kids are doing.
Mickey's gonna do it too, kids.
There is no relation to cannabis here.
See how relevant we are.
Do you think Disney was in cahoots with,
yes.
Oh, who's that fucking guy? The one who ran all the newspaper companies.
Ah, motherfucker.
William Randolph Hearst?
Yes, Hearst. Like, they were friends, right?
No, I'm pretty sure Hearst was dead. Well,
hang on.
Disney was big in, like, the 30s and 40s. Hearst was big in World War I, turn of the century.
Disney,
I mean,
Hearst.
They might have known each other, but...
Disney
or
and
Pulitzer.
Hearst to own all of A&E.
Oh, shit.
Hearst Communications. Hold on a second. Let's see. 20%.
Like, the big ones from with Hearst is like Hearst and Pulitzer, but...
Okay, but Hearst was like the big anti-weed guy. Like,
was he?
I've heard that.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure, like, he was running a whole bunch of propaganda movements against it, like, when they were saying, it's all coming from Mexico, and we should ban it because Mexico, and everybody ran with it.
Especially given the time period that probably would have ran, it would have been fine because everybody was in a, oh, Mexico's bad because Germany wanted them to declare war on us.
Germany wanted
that
Mexico
was World War
to do one. That?
Actually, they were trying to convince Mexico to declare war on the U.S. to keep the U.S. from entering the war.
Don't they know Mexico learned their fucking lesson with the Alamo? What are you thinking, Mr. Hitler?
I mean, didn't they
win? This was
pre-Hitler.
This is when Hitler was still a corporal.
Oh, Mr. Wilhelm?
Yeah.
He was running that charge?
Yeah, that was Kaiser Wilhelm.
Okay.
Or, yeah. Anyways.
I can't believe I got that right.
Yeah. Anyways, they were trying to convince Mexico to declare war on the U.S. so the U.S. would go invade Mexico, fight Mexico, and stay out of Europe.
Man, Mexico's like, what the fuck? No?
If that's not 5D chess, I don't know what is.
Well, it didn't work because they forgot to encrypt their message.
Oh,
and the U.S. intercepted, like, the fuck?
That's pretty silly.
And, well, it was, like, a super simple code that they broke pretty quickly.
These guys have, like, donkeys for tanks. We're not going to fight them. That would just be unfair.
Yeah, that's like going to the schoolyard and just start beating the shit out of the kindergartners.
Sometimes you just got to do that, though.
Sounds like you've thought about this.
Violent midnight!
You know some kindergartners that need some lessons taught?
I feel like we've talked about
what kindergartners don't?
Dude... Especially kindergarten age, they're such little shits. Like,
they're so cute. You could just want
you're
like,
just like, why are you
so
cute?
I just want to strangle you.
And then
you.
They like sneeze right in your mouth, and you're like, I'm done with
God.
You.
And then you are going to strangle them.
That's how you get hepatitis.
Why are you hanging out with all these kindergartners that sneeze in your face?
Yeah, I have like shit tons of little cousins, dude.
Okay,
they're doing whatever they can to get away from him.
Yeah, little fuckers. They're fast too, man. Yeah. Real fast.
They can hide anywhere.
They run like chickens. They have small legs, but they move so fast that it's just imperceptible.
Dude,
and without being able
so
to go in a straight line.
Off at our chickens whenever they go to the trailer court.
Yeah, they'd hop the 6-foot chain link fence or
holy
go
shit.
Under it.
I wanted
little
to feed them
assholes.
To the coyotes.
Mm-hmm. Such. Yeah, so they'd hop the fence, and I'd go with the other side of the fence, just kind of grab them and just throw them over the fence. Just like, get the fuck over.
I have pictures.
Yeah. I just, like, grab them by the feet, and they'd be, like, flailing around. I'm like, nope. Just lob them like a football.
Like, that's it's the end so of the world.
I never knew until now that I've always wanted to throw a chicken by
just
feet.
Go, like, full Legend of Zelda, just pick them up over your head and just go,
like a fucking volleyball.
And then they're like, oh, you threw me, and it's like, you just jumped from this height. Don't play.
Right, right. Yeah.
Like, your entire body is made out of soft, feathery cushioning. There is nothing to fear from a 6-foot height. They have what?
Heavy bones.
They're still hollow, though, aren't they?
I don't know. I haven't,
they're
like,
still, like, heavy for a bird.
I don't know.
It's the bumblebee problem, right? Because their bodies are just so fat that they can't fly.
My main experience with chickens is
she juicy.
Pulling all the guts out, and then also when I was plucking it farted.
When it was dead?
Yeah. Head was completely off. When I was pulling some feathers, it released some gases around the butthole. And the chicken farted and everybody
looked like...
We were
talking about punching kindergartners, so this is a natural progression.
Can I move this?
Absolutely.
I feel like nobody can hear me.
Do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
No, put it like right there. That's good.
Yeah, you got to get right up on it.
It's a birthday show. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. This show might be 2 hours long. You have no idea. Depends on how much we drink and how good the conversation
is. I've lived my best life. We don't need to continue.
The hell is that noise?
It's probably Stacy.
Anybody hear that? Is that the skinwalkers?
Quiet!
Hey,
is it the black-eyed children?
Fuck my life.
Fucking skinwalkers. Last thing I need on my goddamn show is skinwalkers.
Why are you saying the name so many times?
You need the party probe.
Just to have something exciting happen.
If you say
happen,
it three times, you're
going
to summon them, you,
you
fucking
already
idiot.
Did.
You already said like four.
It's like Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
We're going to go out to our car.
I only said it twice.
No, but you didn't. You said it three times, you piece of shit.
It's like Bloody Mary.
I think the rules are different for skinwalkers.
Fuck
Dude,
you.
I used to be afraid of Bloody Mary. I was afraid I'd walk into the bathroom and she'd be right there, so I'd like turn the light on
nope.
and like run in there.
Who the hell is she anyway?
Mary
Queen
of Scots.
Hang on a second.
I mean, if you Google it, you're probably
Queen of Scots, really?
Mary Queen of Scots was also known as Bloody Mary. It was the whole War of the Roses thing.
Oh, because she was the murdering one.
Yeah, she liked to be off with your head. I don't know why she was from the South, but
so she got King head. Henry started on the beheading idea?
No,
or
she was one of I think she was one of Henry's daughters. That's She was the younger sister of Elizabeth.
You really think I'm going to look this up right now? I have no idea.
You are
Hang
goddamn
on.
Right.
Because it was kind of a sibling rivalry of who's going to be queen. I want to be queen. No, I want to be queen. No, I want to be queen, so I'm going to kill everybody that likes you.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, right?
Just a friendly family rivalry.
What a good dude. Like a TV show?
Movie was starring
movie,
Margot Robbie like, and
yeah.
Rosie Ronan, I think.
She was not related to King Henry.
Oh, okay. I was completely wrong then.
She was yes. great niece of King Henry VIII.
That's,
okay, never mind.
Close enough.
Did I ever tell you guys about me and Ben's Ouija board experience?
What?
I don't know.
No.
You talked to Mary Queen of Scots?
No.
Oh, shit.
This was the
did
night
you
that you walked
to
over the top of the Ouija board.
Oh,
you don't
okay.
remember that
you,
we had
to
stay up all night
Slenderman?
Monitoring you.
Yeah,
no.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So what I thought happened was I thought that Ben was messing with me, and we actually talked about it recently, and he's like, no, man, I wasn't doing anything. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because they were both, we were all just horribly drunk, Renee far more than everybody else.
I was three
that
sheets
one dude,
to the
that
wind.
That
moderation
was
hadn't been discovered yet.
Is that the one where
that's what
in
I'm
the
using
shower
now?
For like the
yep,
whole night?
That was
okay.
the last time I think you've
and
ever had
took
Fireball.
Shifts.
Yeah. Andrew
yeah.
and I took
yeah.
shifts of who got to sleep and who got to stay
Anyhow,
up watching him.
Anyhow, so we. I
Thanks
was like,
for keeping him alive.
I was like,
we
Ben,
Thank
we
you.
Should do a Ouija board. And he's like, okay. And so we get the Ouija board out and we have it and it starts moving and I'm like freaking out because I'm me.
You're like, oh my gosh, it's moving. Ben, stop moving. And Ben's like, I'm not moving it. You stop
yeah,
moving
it. I was like,
it.
You stop moving it. And then it just went to like some random part on the board.
Yeah,
it
didn't
it
go to any letters.
Wasn't over any letters.
Sorry. It was over a pentagram.
So, like, it moved, but it didn't tell us anything, but it was still pretty freaky.
Did
and
you
I'm
ask
like,
it anything?
I think Ben asked something. I don't remember what.
I don't know. I was just laughing the whole time.
The spirit probably showed up and, like, started moving it, and then I was like, you know what? They're so fucking drunk.
Fuck
they're not
going
to remember this. I'm out.
Yeah, you're like, exactly
you're
what happened.
You're not going
to
respect me.
Yeah, the spirits know when you're drunk. Like they just know not to
take yeah,
they it seriously.
Know, the spirits know because you're full of them.
Well, hey. If I know Ben, like I know Ben, he probably asked some shitty ass question, like,
are we going to die?
Yeah, and they were like, fuck this. Yeah.
But he says he didn't move it, and I know I didn't move it, but who knows? We were also
who moved it,
or what smashed. Moved it?
Why does everyone have to be touching the piece on the Ouija board? Can't you just let it move?
Depends.
It does sometimes. I mean, but that's kind of fucking crazy when it does.
And that means
that's the way it should
nope,
be.
No, that spirit is there, and it's there to win.
And then it usually lights itself on fire, and then you're best just to
but
let the house burn down around you.
Also, best to not play with it ever.
Yeah,
because
it's
you
dangerous.
Open up shit that you really don't know how to close, and that's the
exactly.
best way to invite shit in your house.
Stick with voodoo dolls and
absolutely
and various herbs,
or just talking to whatever and trying to record it.
Record it? Oh, just standing in a room?
Yeah,
like Ghost
Ouija
Hunter
boards
style.
Bring Ouija boards are a really weird way of opening stuff that like anything can come through. But if
cool.
you're just talking, if you're just talking, only the like stronger, less shitty things. I mean, other things can, but then you can just stop talking to them and they'll just go away.
So I think the lesson here is don't sell these in a fucking Walmart and you won't
for
have
like
so many.
$14.
Do they really?
Yeah, they're like 14, 15
yeah,
bucks.
Yeah, that's where we got
don't
ours.
Don't they say
I'm about
it's
to
like a board
one.
Game?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For children.
It's in the board game section.
If they say
ages
that.
Ages 5 plus or something like that.
If they say
five
that.
5 plus.
If they say that, does it count as a spirit summoning tool?
Can you imagine like a Toys R Us kind of set?
We should see how much it is on Walmart.
Hang on a second.
Let's go give them to some fucking kindergartners.
I wonder if they have them on Amazon.
Donate to it. Yeah, I would say donate to a grade school.
I had to spell it weird. Let's see.
I just had to share that story because that's fucking wild.
It just goes to a random part on the board and just gives up.
Oh, yeah, it's just called Ouija Game.
But I don't know why it's spelled Ouija.
Yeah, I vaguely remember Renee traipsing through. Like,
yeah, you walked right over the top of it. And maybe that's
like we're doing.
Maybe that's why you didn't get anything, because the spirit's like, dude, what the fuck? Fuck this, I'm out.
I just interrupted their conversation.
The spirit's like, fuck you, man. Fuck you.
Who wants to read the 2.5-star reviews on a $20 Ouija board?
How many Deep South Christian moms are reviewing
exactly
this one
what
star?
I expected. Not a real Ouija board.
All right, let's see. OGs for this OEG. 1 star. I am very disappointed with this particular version of the Ouija game. I should have returned it.
The Ouija game.
Yeah, it's not a fucking game, Sammy.
You think this is a game?
The planchette is not what I expected, and it is awkward to use. I give this game a 0 out of 10. Peace and blessings, Manju.
Wait, we need to find we need to find that movie about Zuzu.
Oh, what the fuck was that? Hang on, let me see.
Zuzu's the Ouija demon.
Or Zozo?
Zozo.
Zozo demon. Movie. Hang on a second.
Zozo's
I Am Zozo from 2012.
This sounds like a straight to Amazon Prime video.
3.6 stars on IMDb.
Perfect.
$4 on Amazon.
Play the trailer. I'm curious. I'm intrigued.
All right, let's see what
there's
we got.
There's a woman with a cello.
That's gotta be
good.
Nah,
man, that's the big violin.
And this is recorded with a hand cam from 97.
What is this, a fucking eye stone?
He's with me. All the time.
Cool.
Constantly.
And he's right there over your shoulder.
And he's in my cello!
He's just off frame. Cameraman, you're fired.
Oh, but he can play
he's
the...
He's totally right there.
He can play the fuck out of that cello, though.
So far, I give it a 0 star.
He owns her? Is that what she said?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the
but this
sky.
Is a real phenomenon
I highly
that
doubt
has happened
that.
Worldwide.
He was once...
Zozo?
Zozo.
Normal.
And that's a Ouija board thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck.
Let's not summon him.
You might have already.
Oh, just zio, 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 zio.
Because he...
Sorry.
We were too pure. He couldn't even...
Based on a true story. Yeah, I believe you. 100%.
I just want to know who the...
Was that it?
That's it! Oh, my God.
That was the whole movie.
It's not even a
that's
trailer.
The whole movie.
That wasn't a trailer. Anyway, so yeah, Zozo. Dude, Renee, look it up. Let's tell them about Zozo.
All right, you give me 1 second.
So, I feel like we've talked about this already.
Yeah, we absolutely
have.
We've
also drank a lot on this show.
I don't remember any of this.
Okay. What is Zozo?
So Drew and Therese don't listen to the show when they're not on.
That's not always true.
Yes, I do.
It's like 85% of the time that we do.
I don't, honestly.
All right, ghosttheory.com.
Reason number 8,000, I'm a piece of shit.
Ghosttheory.com. For the past few years, there has been a growing interest in Zozo, the supposed demonic entity that is oftentimes depicted on paranormal reality television shows as having been conjured up using the Ouija or spirit board. Little has been written about Zozo throughout the decades, yet the reports range from the 1800s to recent days. People from across the world are claiming to have come in contact with someone or something calling itself Zozo. What or who is it?
Sounds like a fucking clown.
Yeah, kinda.
Make me a balloon animal, Zozo.
You can be a zoologist.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Can I get my PhD in zoology?
In the United States, apparently.
That doesn't surprise me.
But what is it?
University of Columbia.
Is this also like the same thing where you can get a degree that says you speak Klingon?
I really want to get a parapsychology degree.
I don't think you can get those anymore.
Are you trying to be Bill Murray in Ghostbusters?
The last person to get one was Dr. Venkman.
It was totally in the 90s, and that's absolutely what I wanted to do in the 90s. Like, I was all on it, and then by the time I was, like, 11, they stopped.
They nixed it. Ah, that sucks. Well, what happens if you have the degree and then they just stop offering it? Do they still see you as, like...
I don't think so.
Someone that can do that? Or do they just, like, nah, you have a fake... piece of paper now.
Nah, fam, get fucked.
Wow, that's fucking rude, man.
You paid X amount of dollars, but it means nothing.
Here we go.
By far, one of the most intriguing cases is the case of Doris Bither. Doris, a single mother of four, found herself fighting for her life in Los Angeles in 1972. Professors and researchers from UCLA Medical and Psychology were present inside Doris's small home when something demonic manifested in front of their eyes. Before any of this happened, Doris had an unhealthy obsession with the Ouija board.
So let's just open that in a new tab.
Let's go check this out.
And the rabbit hole begins.
Here we go.
Oh, fuck. This is something I'm not going to read.
Part there's one, multiple part parts. Two.
Not unless, like, hold on.
She was no drunk.
Not unless she I, sure like, do it
drink
in this
every now and then.
Echoey voice, echoey I guess. Voice.
Yes, start
but not
it.
The way investigators.
Here we go.
Renee cut off my finishing monologue. I can't finish my sea shanty voice.
You're not allowed to do a monologue because you don't echo. Would you like to echo?
Yes.
Okay, I have granted you the ability to echo.
I was like, where is that coming from? You know, something dark and ominous.
I possess the ability of echoes.
It's time to light the... No.
Oh, that's the creepiest thing I've ever heard in my fucking life.
Gonna start the music. Gonna light the lights. Yeah. Gonna get started on the Muppet Show tonight.
Hey, did we ever hear back from the
oh my God.
Final record company?
Oh, you know what? Actually,
we did.
Oh,
A
couple shows ago, we sent a drunk email to
your crowdsourced group email.
And you know what? They actually responded very nicely.
They responded with what
nicely
the fuck
as
is
in
wrong
how you treat
twat?
A mentally handicapped child, or nicely as in actually
probably
serious.
Probably handicapped
they're like,
child.
Well, they
start off with, "Well, good thing you have autocorrect."
Oh, but autocorrect didn't save us.
They didn't.
Nothing could save.
They
you.
Didn't send us a drawing in crayon, so I think we came out ahead.
Just
really.
A fist drawing, like where you grab the crayon like a knife and just
yeah. The classic Denny's drawing. Hold on one second. I don't know if I have the newest password here. No, I don't. give me like
Drew.
1 minute. Talk amongst yourselves.
We shall.
Will you? Because I'm really counting on you to do that.
I'm still freaked out about the Zozo thing.
Yeah, so am I.
Well, we can expand on that. Absolutely. Hang on.
Lick my balls.
Wait, I got
you still hanging on that?
So, yeah.
I'm not going to love that, though. Oh, hang God. On.
Now, this girl's at a spelling bee, and they say, all right, your word is ligma. She says, could you use it in a sentence? And you can just see his face. He's just ready.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's got to. Somebody's got to
do it. Don't
be
freaked out by Zozo. If it didn't manifest while you were there, like, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I doubt he's
I am curious. I
want to,
like, I want to keep looking into him.
I have the armor of God.
Okay. So, here we go. So we sent them. Do we need to reread that email?
Probably
just
good
to...
for continuity.
Okay. So, on July 13th, we sent them an email that reads as follows. Hello. I am emailing to inquire about your policies and your practices.
That's me.
Write us back ASAP before we cross the Delaware again.
That
good luck.
Me.
Good luck with your old lady overlord and your baby king.
Yo.
Are there any records you wouldn't put someone's ashes in? For instance, Chumbawamba's tub thumping? My sincerest apologies for my friends. We do a podcast every week.
And you know they're reading this like, what the fuck is going on?
Like, they're nice. They're weird. They're insulting
oh,
me.
Oh, Nigel,
nice.
You seen this shit?
We're gonna cross the Delaware? What does that even fucking mean?
We hope you tune. I hope they fucking know what it means. It means we kick their country's ass.
Yeah. Hey,
we hope you tune in to TGIFradio.com. Peep my sound. This is important. Peep my soundle cowed bro. Because we spelled SoundCloud wrong.
What are you trying to say? Peep. What were you trying to say?
Peep my SoundCloud bro.
Okay. Yeah. P.S. We're a shittier audio only Monty Python. Cheers. They say
that was you, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, it was.
It's their response 8 days ago. Hi, TGIF Radio. Thank you for your valued inquiry. Please find enclosed our inquiry/info form, which will assist in establishing what you would like to achieve.
please feel free to type your answers into an email. On receipt of the answers to the initial questions included on the form, we will be able to provide you with further options available and an estimate. Estimates are for up to 30 records, and half a teaspoon of ash is required per record. Prices tend to range between 1,300 pounds and 300 pounds, which equates... 300
or 3,000?
Oh, 1,300 and 3,000 pounds.
Oh, okay.
Which is 1,700 USD and 4,000 USD. Please feel free to come back with any further questions, and if you would prefer to speak on the telephone to discuss the process in more detail...
All right, everybody, more shots. Let's go. Yeah.
Please do not hesitate to let us know.
Well,
let us
we
know.
Won't.
You know somebody got this email, read it three times, and then just finally went, God fucking damn it.
Let's just send up
Who
the form.
Who gave our phone number?
I feel like we've seen this already.
Yeah, I feel like that's...
Yeah, we've seen this.
That's our website, bro.
Yeah, we
saw this, that's why we inquired.
Well,
we
at least they gave us a price, so now I know what I need to save for this, my special 1,300 day.
1,300 to 3,000 pounds, depending on how many records.
I wonder how many records I could make.
All right,
that's true.
Can we ask them? Like,
humans, like, people make, like, a pretty big sack of ash.
Nice.
When you torch them.
When you torch them.
Yeah. What?
I mean, don't they say that, like, one human body equals, like, 5 gallons of kerosene?
So, my dad had a renter that was a hoarder, and we had to clean out the house, and we found some random-ass ashes.
Yeah, it was still in, like, the Ziploc bag.
Whoa!
It was in an urn. Wait, when'd you clean it out?
Oh, it was, like, 10 years ago.
Oh, my God, that's horrifying.
It was horrifying, like...
Oh, no way.
She, slipped and died in the house.
Oh, so this person died, and you had to clean... Okay.
Well, the cops came and got her, but...
She slipped and fell and turned into ashes?
Someone died in the house you guys used to live in? You wanted us to rent it?
No, it was a different one.
Okay, you crazy motherfucker.
Although I think his aunt did die, but anyways, we won't go there.
What a death thing thrown around this house.
God, I wonder if anyone's died in our house.
I mean, somebody had to, otherwise...
Shouldn't they tell you?
I'm not dying, but
Let's get out that Ouija board, we'll become the CEO.
I mean,
Zozo, where you at, bruh?
I mean, Lucy, let's sniff around the crawl space one time. No, just kidding.
Yeah. We did look in the crawl space and we're like, yep, nothing up here.
They said they had a phone number, but I can't find it anywhere.
Is it in their little flyer folder?
Not that I saw.
Maybe we have to let them know because they do say, like, let us know.
Oh, wait, I found it. Okay. Let's call international. All
right. Wait, what time is it in the UK right now?
Who gives a fuck?
Hang on.
They're what?
Time in London.
They're plus 9, right?
Yes.
Oh,
it's 5:07 in the morning.
Leave a nice voicemail for the first person that gets in the office. Like, what the fuck?
We just want to know if it can be like a can it be like a mixed tape vinyl?
Oh, yeah.
Like
that is
ashes.
That is the big question.
Or can we, like, record the album ourselves that we can then later be turned into?
I want to know if I can do, like, a bunch of different songs. Oh. Also, how many songs.
Get easy.
I already know that I want a Beyonce song on my...
Four fours.
I want a Pink Floyd song, which might take up half of one side.
I want some Michael Jackson on there.
I want Paris by the Suicide Boys just played over and over again.
You don't. You want I Got Bitches by What's His
Face. Oh, yeah. Alternate between those two.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give the people some variety.
Okay.
Are you guys ready?
I actually want to use these people for when
I God.
Die. Okay.
Low key, I'm terrified of talking on the phone, so this is like triggering me. I'm serious.
I just came here to have a good
time. True, tell them.
Listen to it.
It's a British ring.
Oh, fuck.
It really is.
I can do this.
Just.
Are you going to pick up the phone?
Oh, God.
They're not going to.
Dude, we have.
Do we.
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello!
Okay, Mrs. Robinson.
This is Doubtfire.
Same person.
Is this how answering machines work in England? Do you just fucking sit there?
You just guess.
Well, I just want you to know it fucking sucks! And I hate you!
No!
USA. No, Jerry.
USA! USA!
No. Stereotype confirmed.
Oh, no, we totally left
on that message. No, that was somebody who just said something and then hit click.
I didn't even hear that.
It's like they said like a syllable and hit click.
All right, call him back. We need to get this better.
Can we change the number first?
Here's a great question. Why the hell did you pick up? It's 5:07 in the morning.
Nobody should be up that early.
Early bird gets the worms. Sorry. Is it fucking Saturday there right now?
Yeah. Who wakes up and answers the phone at 5 a.m. on a Saturday?
It's probably like a home business.
Well, they don't. They don't.
5:07 a.m. on Saturday. Better get to the office. That's a good fucking idea.
They don't walk down the stairs in their underwear.
They don't have their number. Hang on. All right. So
we're blocked.
So I'm sorry. I'm just gonna mute all you guys. Wait. No, I'm not gonna mute you.
Phone voicemail service for 07717762.
This is public information. It's okay if it plays.
Please leave a message after the tone. When you finish recording, please hang up or press the hash key for
Be
more
nice.
Options.
I will. Hi, this is the host of TGIF Radio. We emailed you last week. Not all of our questions were quite answered, but we did have a few of them. Thank you for getting back to us, by the way. We wanted to know if it was possible to make sort of mixtapes on the record rather than a continuous album on both sides. We want to mix a few songs in here and there. Were there any other questions you
What's
guys had?
The limit of songs that we can have on one album, I guess? Or maybe time, I guess.
Are there time limits for the records? We don't really know what the constraints are for vinyl, so we wanted to know what the upper limit would be in terms of the amount of data we could put on the record.
One more question. Is there any, like, deposits we can put down to plan for our special day?
Any deposits we could put down?
Do you take
payments? Just a plan for the future, because my wife is on this show, and she's very serious about getting this done, but would just like to know if we could reserve a spot later on in the future.
She is quite elderly.
She's not.
No, I won't say that.
We apologize for our drunken email, by the way.
No, we don't.
No, not really.
And
the door is opening again.
I don't know. Did they answer the question as regards to copyrights?
Not necessarily. So are there any limits on songs that you would put on the record? I know we initially put a question out there about Chubba Wumba's Tum Thumping, but that wasn't serious. We want to know if there's any songs that you would be completely banned from putting on there. Maybe if you could provide us with a list.
Pink Floyd.
Does Beyonce have a vendetta against you guys? No, that doesn't make any sense. That's a joke. Anyway, hopefully you give us a call back. If I don't pick up, just leave a voicemail and we'll happily play it on the show. Thanks very much for listening to our ramblings. All right,
oh
I think
my God.
That worked far better than I expected. That was far more professional than I ever expected from any of us.
Yeah, can you, can I do the next one?
Sure, man.
Just call from your phone this time.
I think that we should make this like an ongoing segment.
Just
although
call them every week.
Well, just,
and they're just like, God damn it.
Well, that's something
alone
I've been wanting to do, not necessarily with these guys, but I want to be
various
asking
companies
more questions just
in
around
general
about local businesses.
We should,
yeah,
we should pick like every week have some sort of new random business like call and inquire about the services on the air.
We've been doing this one for like 3 or 4 months.
But we need to like come up with other random services.
Nevada's
yeah
legal
so
brothel. We need
here
to call them.
Which one?
You dying?
Sticky.
Like the Bunny Ranch?
Yeah, sure.
What
I don't
it
know
takes to become a male
yeah, if they're hiring
entertainer.
What's like the physical
okay
requirements?
The
I am quite large
well,
and quite
Chris
short.
Chris Farley can do it, anyone can.
That is, Chris Farley
yeah
did it?
In all defense,
well,
I am not
SNL
Chris Farley.
Sketch.
Oh, okay.
No, you are not. That yeah wasn't a play. Like
you're also alive.
Yeah, that's a
also,
that's a big one.
That's a big one. Yeah.
No, I'm not Chris Farley because I'm not as funny as Chris
the
Farley.
The Bunny Ranch legal Nevada brothel. There's a number right there. You guys want to go for
yeah
it?
Yeah, me and Brooks looked it up. It was like a 4-hour drive, and we're like, we're not taking that Uber.
Wait, that'll be $200.
This is Las Vegas, Nevada. So they're absolutely open.
They never close.
They say Las Vegas, but
not exactly.
The bumfuck nowhere.
Yeah, it was a few hours.
They wait have to be outside city ordinances.
You wanted to go there?
Well, we had to look it up.
Brooks wanted to go and have him get a shot of syphilis.
Yeah.
And penicillin.
And yes a dick?
Seven.
Is this?
I mean,
no, there's
it's
women
on the menu,
this is,
but
yeah, this is.
Oh, is Brooks into that?
I don't know. Probably not, but.
No.
Oh, okay.
But he's like, dude, we gotta at least look it up.
Wait, is this a boy brothel or
no?
No. This is a lady brothel, but we want to know. Do we want to call him?
No.
Well, they're not even open.
Jared's right trying to get hired.
Oh,
he needs
shit
a job.
They are open.
They
open
are
24 hours.
They're definitely open right now.
No, should we call and see if Jared can get a job there?
given my physical requirements. All right, I'm 5'8"
because he self-identifies as a woman.
Beard and I'm 220 pounds. Can we?
Well,
can we
Jared, you also self-identify as a woman, so that's discriminatory if they don't let you.
They're like, dude. When you come here, that's isn't nobody gonna pay to fuck you?
All right. What is happening?
Jared, are you ready? I have the number typed in.
No,
bourbon is
okay. Oh, wait. I'm checking it out. No. This is the selling point. He's a virgin. People will pay so much money for
Jared, you could be one of those chicks that sells their virginity.
Well, we have to do
all right, there's
the
a couple things wrong with that. One, I'm not a chick.
Okay, but
so
it'll get you publicity.
So we have to pop this cherry and see if it bleeds.
What? All right, you guys are
the Madonna.
Well, clear my fucking asshole.
I don't think we ever wanted to get close to it.
Violent
okay,
Midnight
so
is a very accurate name.
Like a virgin. Can your stripper time. Name be Madonna?
No, Violent Midnight.
Violent Madonna Midnight.
Oh, shit.
Jared, are you sure you don't want to call
Midnight
it
Midnight Madonna?
Yes, you're all sure. Let
yeah,
me brainstorm
not,
a right. second.
Yeah.
We'll do that later. But see, that's the kind of shit I want to do. I want to learn things about the world, and the best way to do it is in such a silly way that we may
oh,
not
dude,
learn anything.
Oh, dude, me and Brooks did call them. It took us. They just told us to go to their website.
Their website?
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. BunnyRanch.com.
Bunny Ranch.
That's awfully... Mm.
Yeah, I just said straight, go to website.
All right. Contact, I guess? Wait, hold on.
What's going on right now?
I don't know. I'm getting pop-ups. I'm a little discouraged. Got a question? We could type a question in.
Let me get a job,
oh,
bitch.
Awesome. There's a website that puts messages on potatoes for you.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
In what manner? Laser printing?
They just write custom messages and we'll deliver them to anyone.
They're also okay. So
the best baked potato ever.
There's also they send the animal poop of your choice. To
oh, I love
who
that.
You want, which I looked into that when I had my huge friend blowout 3 years ago or 2 years ago.
Gila monster. I want Gila monster shit.
Those guys are huge.
Yeah.
There's also glitter bombs.
Glitter bombs?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh,
that you can send to somebody and it literally blows up in their
no,
face.
No, I was thinking something else. Glitter. Never mind.
I mean, at what point does glitter become shrapnel grade?
There's one that'll send rotten flowers to someone.
That sounds beautiful.
Why can't you just do this yourself,
no,
though?
No, because then it like, could be traced back to you. Oh, there's
not if
one,
you wear gloves.
There's a place that will send a cake with a Facebook comment of your choice
okay.
to the that person.
That's give awesome. Me the alien vodka.
There's oh, also a website that can
what about
put
it?
Testicle implants in your pet if you're worried about their
self-esteem.
Pets, self-esteem. Yeah,
okay.
It legit says.
What about,
that's so
what about
dumb.
Jared?
Yeah, we should call him. Be like, so.
So he's not exactly a pet, but.
It's not exactly a pet,
right?
But I found a coyote underneath my truck, and he is eating my spaghetti.
He sounds like he needs some testicles.
So I noticed
what's
on your
happening?
Alien vodka, zooming
okay.
back to this,
coming back,
happening?
It's a product of the USA, but it's re-imported.
What does that mean?
It means they send it to outer space, and then it's sent back, and then it goes through U.S. Customs.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
Bitch, I'm on
it just
that
says re-imported,
level.
So
imagine
I don't know
imagine getting
means.
Really drunk or high and reading that, like, dude, that's
well.
Fucking tight.
Yeah, I would be a little concerned, but at the well, same time.
It's perforated, you dingus.
Is it?
Oh, I gotta get out my knife and cut it open.
It's very important to make sure I do this right.
Meteorites? What the?
Yeah.
Said they filtered it through
meteorites.
And I believe them 100%.
What? What are we talking about?
Meteorites, nigga.
I wasn't paying attention.
Meteorite vodka.
We were listening to you.
I'm listening.
We're talking about space corn getting turned into vodka.
Fuck
no,
yeah.
We're talking about
because...
dicks over here.
Woo, space corn!
God damn it. It's fucking hard to open.
That's what she said.
Hey!
They have to make sure none gets out in that interstellar travel.
That's also what she said.
Yeah.
I think it's cork.
You gotta make sure to dab on it.
Come on. There we go. Alright. Anybody want some space vodka?
Hit me up.
It's your birthday, so you gotta get it first.
Get
filtered through me. Oh, is it a shot?
I just figured you didn't want to mix it with your bourbon, but.
Yeah, there's not really any in there.
Alright.
Let me make it shot size.
And the glass is just racking it up.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
It'll rinse it out.
I'm a classy bitch.
Oh, yeah. Trace, you need to finish yours so we can all try this.
Oh, Jesus.
If that's actually pretty fucking smooth. I like it. Everybody dish up.
Is this what untouched?
For now?
I believe so, yes. By like human hands, not necessarily.
Just do like half a shot.
Alien hands, most likely. That is pretty good vodka, actually.
Oh, it was awesome. We got a bunch of old people in California to take shots with us.
Nice. Yeah, and they were all little bitches about it.
Really?
Well, they couldn't do a single shot of elderly. Jack. I know.
They were sherry drinkers.
I hate vodka, and I would drink that like water.
Ooh, baby.
Drasvantidia.
That's what I'm talking about.
It tastes like a martini already.
Yeah.
No, that's not bad,
you should
actually.
Look up
it's
Flula.
It's like 40%.
Flula so. Cover of Blurred Lines.
Oh, God.
Blurred
it's
Lines is the Flula? Worst song of all time.
I know.
Not
it's
all time,
better
it's
than
bad.
What you think.
It's
like YouTube.
Yeah, it's like
I
some,
agree with YouTube. Jared,
it's like some, like, okay, I can't spoil it, but it's more like a disco, German disco remix of it.
Is it a fucking banger?
It's a German Lines. Disco remix of
that's
it.
That's at the end. Don't worry about
all my songs.
Wait a minute. Hang on.
It's a
all of them.
It's ooh. That one.
I go through a rigorous
the one right at the top.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, Flula is the guy. Yeah. I don't know
solid
why we're
seven.
Doing this, but
because it's funny.
Is this a big visual component?
Auto tune.
Not really.
So he's just driving around in his little car. With his sound equipment.
Of course, like a German, he's got a synth in his passenger seat.
Because Germany.
Like a German, okay.
Like a German. Bing bong, bing bong.
Synth in for the very first time.
He has to set it up.
Good girl.
These are all mouth and tapping sounds.
Doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I love it.
We started it.
Everybody get down!
Oh! He's
everybody
so German.
Yeah. This is actually one of his more conservative
you
outfits.
Know. Like, you know it. Oh,
he has
oh.
Somewhere he, like down. In like super short shorts and like a big leather fanny pack.
Oh shit. There's a construction worker just walking out of this restaurant.
So what's that on my page? Maybe I'm going deaf. Maybe I'm going blind.
Yeah,
maybe
I never understood the words. I just like this fucking sucks.
I know you want it.
I know you want it.
I know you
want it. He also does a cover
I just
of,
wanted to share this.
I know
this.
You want it. Final solution.
And on that note, he also does Sweet Dreams by the Eurythmics.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I bet that sounds good with a German accent.
He tries to do an American accent until he says...
I love
him. He starts with a W and then the V just comes hard.
Sweet Dreams are made of these.
Made of these.
I know you want it.
He's fucking killing it, though.
But will the question ever be answered of why he did this in his car?
Because that's his studio.
Because that's what he likes.
That's his studio.
Don't you have a job?
This is his job.
Go do it.
Oh, no.
What?
What is going on?
Look at my blurred lines.
Look at my blurred lines.
Why is he doing this?
Because... No,
Germany.
Because Germany.
He has a GoPro strapped to the front of his Speedo.
He's fucking strutting it.
All right.
Because Germany. That's excellent.
Yes.
Because Germany.
Yeah, we'll let him have that one. I thought Russia was the guys that made all those weird videos, but Germany's taken over, I guess.
Yeah.
This vodka's good.
He also does a lot of celebrity interviews. Like he
and tries to be as weird as possible.
He took a walk with, who was it, Larry King?
Uh-huh.
Just talking about random stuff.
Yeah,
was
Larry it King a walk? Walk?
Yeah, Larry King was walking his dog.
Can Larry King
and he was walking.
Dude's 90. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, Larry King was walking his dog, and he was walking Larry King. And so, no,
I'm pretty sure Larry King stole Stephen Hawking's soul so he could continue walking.
Jesus. That's not going to add much to his life.
You're not,
it helped a little.
You're not wrong.
I know you want it.
I know you want it.
Check out my blurred lines.
Hi, this is Larry King. I like to steal souls so I can continue speaking like this.
Walking is a hobby of mine.
As is breathing and eating.
And in order to do that, I need to take souls. If you have a problem with it, take it up with the state of New York. It's not my problem. I'm Lay King. He can't ever say his own last name. That's a fun fact about him.
Hmm. Also fun.
I think it's fun. Who the hell was that
next
guy?
Next week on Flula. TGIF.
Next week on TGIF.
Butthole in here. Holy shit.
No. I know, I'm like sweating out any alcohol.
What time are we at?
We're at like 50 minutes.
So we still got to burn 10
can
minutes.
Can you open the door? Like, will that?
I didn't want to offend
we're trying
anyone.
To keep Zozo out.
Yeah, Zozo, get fucked.
I don't give a shit. Just open the goddamn thing if it'll shut you guys up.
He becomes our mascot.
It's toasty in here, man.
It is.
I wore
know.
My loose, most flannelly shirt, and it's still fucking hotter than sin.
Yeah, well, you guys are right above the trap door that reads into my pit of fire, so it's kind of
that's what it is. Explains why it's hotter than a hooker in Fleet Week.
Is it working? Okay, you can stand out there. That's fine.
How's it going?
It's going fine. I don't even know if the mic's picked you up. Try again.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, barely. Louder. You kind of come up as background noise, but it's fine.
That's like my whole life.
Hey, wait. Right? Oh, I got it.
I know you want it.
Dude, if you stand if you stand out there and you yell loud enough, you might be able to be Zozo.
I'm not gonna yell in your mom's house.
Is she still awake?
Yeah, not with that attitude.
Then you can yell, it's fine.
She's not awake, or if she wasn't, she is now.
Alright.
That's a fair point.
Everybody wake up, we're summoning demons. You all be witness.
Gotta stay woke.
To the demons.
Guys, we're summoning demons, all hail.
Oh, speaking of all hail, the Church of the Eternal Son, it's still going on.
I wondered when that was going
to
come up.
The robes are taking a long time, but I'm working on them sporadically. Bears are hard to draw, as I've said before.
Where's your progress on your Microsoft Paint?
It's not Microsoft Paint.
Oh, that's right, no. GIMP?
Yeah.
It's which basically Microsoft
Paint. Or GIMP 2.
Which I...
What's a GIMP?
I don't know. You don't want to Google that.
It's all GIMP anyway.
Okay.
Do it.
It's so hot in here.
I'm sorry.
So hot in here.
I opened up the nook room.
So okay.
Window. I take my clothes off. That was the shit.
I feel like I'm
dude,
in the
that was
south
a fucking banger.
Again.
Say again?
I said I feel like I'm in the south again.
But that's good, right?
No.
I feel like I'm in the Tri-Cities.
I know.
No,
it was
south
106 today.
Shit.
But anyway, the robes are slowly being constructed. It takes a long fucking time to draw bears. Maybe I shouldn't have chosen this software to draw the bears in. Maybe I shouldn't have chosen to draw bears. The point is, the sun bear is our mascot.
Could we just do, like, hats or stuff?
Hats?
We need robes.
Well, I'm already
in the
drawing
form of hoodies.
I'm already drawing the bear. This? We could put it on just about anything.
I'll walk into a Mormon, like, church.
And be like,
do you have access to a Mormon church?
And let me explain
to
you.
Yeah, it's like 2 miles from us.
Oh, shit.
But have you ever danced in a mob to Bohemian Rhapsody in a Mormon church?
No.
Jesus.
No, but I plan on doing it.
High off your ass.
No, but that
sounds
like fun to do.
We have.
That sounds like not the place to be high. What the hell?
I would say that sounds like the perfect time to do it is like during one of their services, too. Just all of a sudden come in with like a big 80s boombox.
Like,
hold my boombox high.
Yeah. Excuse me, sir. Could you hold this, please? He holds it. Hit play.
The groom's family was horrified.
That we were even doing. Yeah, they were all standing on the sidelines for that whole thing. Like, they
so
I'm
proud of you guys.
I think
they're
amazing.
My children.
I think they knew just a little bit too much about Eddie Mercury's sex life, and that just turned
did
him off
say
to the
Eddie end. Mercury?
Huh?
Did you just say Eddie Mercury?
I don't know. I might have.
Freddie.
Hey, the aliens are in my brain now. There's an
same
implant. It's in my stomach.
I think this is drink number, like, 10.
11 teen.
Yeah.
You're good, man.
Per hour or what?
Since 5.
Okay.
Yes. That's my answer.
Oh, we also had, like, $30 sushi. It was great.
Is that expensive?
Oh, yeah. For sushi, yes.
For, like, one bowl.
I was saying, for how much sushi are we talking here?
They better have just pulled it out of the ocean.
It was, like, lobster and wagyu beef.
Okay, wagyu is pretty expensive, actually.
On top of a sushi roll.
How do you say it again?
Sushi better introduce me to Aquaman shit.
Ragu?
Wagyu.
Wagyu
is a red sauce.
Ragu is sponsored by Kenny Chesney, right?
Is it?
I don't know what any of that is, but wagyu is beef.
Yeah, it's super fancy.
Speaking of
Marvel
Kenny Chesney,
beef.
He was going to SawCon.
What is that?
Like the horror?
Sock on these balls, nigga!
Why do you want... Why is
that convention of Saw? Like, what?
I would say... But I do want to know, why is Kenny Chesney down there?
Just hit me in the head.
Why do you want Kenny Chesney down there?
No, motherfucker.
Because we don't give a shit about him. Kenny Chesney?
I had to bring up SawCon.
Okay.
Guys,
I laughed at Drew's mom.
Why are you so tan?
Oh, yes, it was hilarious.
Puerto Rican.
I work outside.
Do you guys want to call Kenny Chesney?
Renee and I,
we got a number.
Where you work.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
What?
Renee was wondering where you work.
Oh, yeah. Excavation company. Dan Tappany Excavating. Just over in Battleground.
Oh, it's Battleground. Okay.
Yeah. What is it?
See, you
Dan
mentioned
Tappany Excavating.
You've mentioned excavation before.
You know Lane.
Lane.
Newbern. Myers.
Who?
Newbern. He works for... Oh, anyways.
No, I know... There's a bunch of guys that work for Tappany Underground, but we're... Like, the guy who owns Tappany Underground and the guy who owns Dan Tappany, they're brothers, but it's not the same company.
Oh, okay.
There's a place in, like, Camas that Renee, when we drive by, he's like, Jared works there.
Yeah.
It's like,
is he still married to Nicole Kidman?
Your mom works
no
in an office. Yeah. You're like, that's it, that's it. And it's not,
we could
like,
probably go in.
Not even the same
right.
city. Yeah, it's cute.
This works
there. Terrible.
Kenny Chesney.
What? It's not terrible, this vodka.
No, it's great.
It's really good.
It's not terrible.
I mean,
the best thing that you said about vodka.
For it Seriously, being in an alien head, it's way better than I thought it was going to be. Like a million times, and it might even hold a candle up to Stolichnaya.
Seriously.
I'd say it's probably better.
Tito's. I know that you
hate
are
vodka.
A fan of Tito's.
Tito's pretty good,
this
but Stolichnaya is better.
This is better
yeah.
than all of it.
I can see that falling.
I'm typically not one for corn vodkas, but...
Hang on.
Okay,
damn,
Portlander.
This, but this hey.
No,
what?
Portlanders are all up in that shit.
But this went
only your
a
own
meteor,
special
right?
microbrew will do.
This went through space, you guys.
Yes.
Bitches.
Yes. No, space came to us to make this vodka.
All hail.
And it tastes delicious.
This is the most random show we've ever done.
Wait, I think we say that every time.
That might be true.
That's yeah, we
this
can
is,
say that every
this
time.
This is up there.
It might be true, but we can't ever prove it empirically.
I
what
mean, what are we going to do?
Sell?
Listen to all the shows?
On the top 50.
Oh, yeah. Do they have a website?
What else is this? Outer Space Vodka.
I wish I could delete, like, 90% of the shows I've been on. Fucking idiot.
I wish we could delete that one show.
The one Outer that we Space don't talk Vodka. About by talking about it all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their tagline is, take me to your party.
I want to listen to that. I can't listen to that until I'm at least 60. Like, it's that scarring.
So there is the vodka that you bought, and that's all they sell.
No, they have
they
a
sell
one.
A 50 oh. milliliter bottle and this bottle. That's it.
It's that special. It's so hipster.
That's all
Wait,
they
what
sell.
About in other countries? Go
oh,
back.
Oh, let's see. Let's go to
Spirits,
England since we were prank
one.
Calling them earlier.
Fuckers.
We're not prank calling them. I really want them to...
This was a serious call. I'm sorry.
That's all they sell. Okay.
Same thing.
I just picture
what about Korea?
Like,
they do weird shit.
I have a...
Oh, Korea!
Wait, go back down! Hold on. Go back to that site.
Henry.
That
what is
head.
The octopus thingy?
That looks like a fucking urn.
I bought that alcohol. It's a rum in New Orleans, and it is the fucking bomb. If you can ever get it anywhere,
Whoa.
Get it.
It is
if
called
we found
Deadhead
this,
Rum.
We can find anything.
If you can find that, I will pay you double.
Will
okay,
you pay
it's
$47.35?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
it's
that's the price.
So good.
It's a voodoo man. That's cool.
We actually still have it. My mom keeps it as a Halloween prop.
But you drank it all?
Oh, totally.
Damn
it's
it.
Gone. We drank it like that night.
Damn.
Oh, apparently Korea doesn't actually like
Korea. Oh. You have to call somebody. Who wants to call Korea?
Hey, it's
hello.
No
is this the ambassador?
What was the name of that alcohol, by the way?
Deadhead Rum.
Thank you.
Deadhead Rum. Yeah.
Renee, you're on a calling streak.
Yeah, I kind of am. So I don't know how this is gonna work, but we can
just ask him to send
Whoa.
Like a crate to Best Korea and
plus 8-2.
That's what I'm talking about.
There's a monkey one.
Wait, hold on. Let me see that other one.
94.
They're searching for the rest of this shrunken
head
rum
no, it's a person.
Stuff.
Oh,
it's a guy's head.
And they're pretty much the
there's
same
a,
thing.
Renee, look. There's a monkey one.
Okay, we're calling Korea.
I hope everyone has these kind of friendships
oh, that's awesome.
In their lifetime.
What?
They're going to answer, like, Osaimasu. We're like, oh, fuck.
Oh, the ringing in Korea sounds just like America.
Why are we doing this? They're going to
what do you
come
need?
Because
we
want
to find more.
Can you mute my mic? Just kidding.
Can you mute my life?
Same.
Hang on.
They sell it
they
at
answer
Total
like,
Wine.
Hello?
What?
Hello?
Hi, do you sell the Outer Space Vodka?
Hello?
Ozaimasu.
Wow!
They're like, like, they're from America. Click.
We're going to war, Korea. It's fucking
this
happening.
Is why you're gonna lose.
Renee?
Yeah?
The war never ended.
Oh, that's true. We never guys, signed that shit.
What would up? You guys do if I just bust out in full Korean?
I would laugh.
I would probably wonder which Korea you learned
so
it in.
So what did you do on Friday night?
We'd have to duct tape you to a chair and...
We called Britain, Korea, you? And who else did we call?
That's it.
Okay.
Can we call Australia real quick?
Yeah, let's
get that fucker.
Hang on.
They'd actually get into it with us, be like, "You fucking what, mate?"
I have to like, say some stuff that you can't actually say in America on radio.
You want some of this shit, you motherfucker?
Let's see. It's the same bottle, but it's $59.
But it's dingery dues, so it doesn't
Why
count.
Why did he hang up on us?
Because he couldn't understand us.
Because yeah. All they didn't have an interpreter on hand,
and he's just like, fuck this.
Thankfully, all international calling for me is free. So we can do this as much as we want.
But we're using up all of their international call time.
We could be as obnoxious as we want all the time.
They'll never understand us. Like, we could be...
Very harsh and unpleasant. This guy's a fucking moron.
We could be reciting Mary Had a Little Lamb or Biggie Smalls. It doesn't matter to these guys.
And they're just like, we don't fucking care.
Yeah. Very harsh and unpleasant. Again, another marketing gimmick where all you're paying for is the fancy bottle. This guy's a liar. It's great. I drink it out of the bottle.
He's used to just drinking stuff out of a bathtub with a bendy straw.
That's probably true. Oh, Jesus. That fucking bathtub moonshine.
Yeah.
Right?
The best shit.
Never had the opportunity, but...
Out of a bathtub or just in general?
What? Yeah.
Okay.
But no. I had Andrew's moonshine. And speaking of which, is he, when he comes back...
Should be hopefully at the end of the month. August, right?
Soon.
August? I thought it was going to be October.
I thought it was September.
I thought they were going to be
he
out
told
for
us
like...
all different. Oh, maybe that's part of the disinformation.
Really?
Secret. OPSEC, bro.
Sneaky, lying motherfucker.
But that moonshine, he is going to turn into whiskey when he gets back.
Supposedly,
yeah?
He's going to put it into a barrel and let it age and turn into whiskey.
I thought he already put it in the barrel.
Oh, he probably did.
Okay. So hopefully that's ready.
Have you guys used your barrel that we got?
Yeah, a couple times.
Yes!
It was so good.
It's good stuff.
It went good?
Yeah. We need to do it again.
Yeah. I
want to
taste it.
We made one of the spice rums and one of the bourbons. Nice. Haven't made one on scotch yet. But
seriously, if you find that Deadhead rum, because I've never been able to find it outside of New Orleans, let me know.
I have a contact with the family down there, so...
Perfect.
I know these people.
Because my birthday's coming up soon, so like...
When's your birthday?
December.
I thought
coming
so.
Up soon.
I like people to have time to prepare, okay?
I mean, in the relative age of the universe, yes,
that's
soon.
The alien.
Right? Like, I've been counting down the days, or like how many days it is till my birthday on the board at work, and I've been giving them plenty of notice, like, hey, 10 days till my birthday, it's time to buy me something,
Wait,
or at least start
your
looking.
Birthday?
Next weekend?
Next week is going to be your birthday
That's
show,
like
I think.
Three of my cousins' birthday. It's so freaking random.
Yeah, I won't be able to be back for that one, of course.
Actually, yeah, next week it'll. Next week
sorry.
Will be Jared's
Everybody
birthday
Everybody boo
show.
This man.
I'm sorry, Amtrak doesn't run late.
Someone go pick him up.
Well, we'll at least give you guys a call for it.
Yeah.
Well, Teresa will be here.
Wait, where are you going to be?
At work. Well, not that late, but.
Getting that fucking money.
Yeah.
Cha-ching.
Yeah, I'll be here all week.
I'll be here.
Isn't the wedding on that Friday?
Yes,
oh,
but
yeah. But it's at like
so
3.
No one's gonna. Oh, okay, good.
Oh, that's right. You are going to that.
So we'll do like a late show for you if you can.
Okay,
get...
like 8. Like, how long can it be?
Our wedding. Was
as long as you want,
hours,
just leave.
So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just
as long as someone is
done. Are you a bridesmaid or anything?
No.
Perfect. You can leave whenever the fuck you want.
Just
I
eat
do.
Food.
All right, bye.
Peace out.
Yeah, as soon as you walk down
hope
the aisle,
works out.
Like, just bring a Ziploc and like put some of the cake in there and bring it to us.
Yeah.
Or just
will.
Like we know he's looking, just grab like a whole thing
one,
of cake.
Two, or
yeah.
if we have shrimps,
okay,
wrapped in bacon.
We will give you Ziploc bags to hide the shrimps in.
All right.
I thought plural was
just wear like
shrimp.
A belly band to stuff
no,
it all
we
in.
We like saying shrimps.
Oh, okay.
The like plural of shrimp is shrimps.
Is it like deers?
Yeah,
like octopuses.
What is the plural form of moose?
Meese.
Meeses, yes.
What's the plural form of a Lego?
Legi.
Oh, God.
Lego.
Legolas.
Yeah, Legolas.
No, it's just Lego.
Hey.
Lego's the plural form
Kiss
of Lego.
Kiss my Lego Whoa. Ass. Hey!
Yeet.
That's a fucking show ender right there. You fucking nailed it, man. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGIF Radio. We're also TGIF Radio on Twitter. Email us things. because you're not, and we want you to at tgifradioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS are at tgifradio.com. Closing statements around the table.
My hands are sweaty.
That's fine.
It is under 150 days till my birthday.
Woo! Start buying.
I'm also probably on the British equivalent of NSA list. From
MI5?
Yeah.
MI6.
And Korea's.
Well, yeah, six would be foreign, so yeah.
Yeah.
I'm more concerned about Korea's.
Yeah, Korea, you should call us back. Yeah,
come on, Korea. You got my number. Just ring me up. I'll pick up and attempt to speak your language. You might hate me, though. We'll be back. Google Translate to shit, actually. Yeah.
Have you seen the Google Translate conversation?
We'll
talk about it off air.
Okay, sure. We'll be back next week. Party on, everybody.